The job market grew for the second straight month in May, but the increase was slight. Business payrolls grew by a scant 41,000. The Labor Department said the U.S. unemployment rate fell from 6 to 5.8%, but U.S. officials cautioned that many businesses remain reluctant to hire new workers. And stock prices once again finished lower for the day, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In recent weeks, there have been signs that the U.S. economy is picking up steam. A key measure of manufacturing activity is up, and so is consumer confidence. At first blush, the drop in the unemployment rate announced today seems to be the latest harbinger of a rebound. Most economists had been expecting the number to stay where it was or even increase a bit. But analysts were quick to dismiss today's drop as a statistical aberration. Jeffrey Kleintop, chief investment strategist at PNC Advisors, noted that the pace of hiring remains sluggish.
Certainly, you can't get excited about the amount of hiring that took place. We did see a few jobs created, and the unemployment rate did tick down a little bit. But there's not a lot of commitment on behalf of management to really expanding payrolls just yet.
The continued weakness in the labor market is at odds with other economic data. The growth rate during the first quarter exceeded 5%, a very impressive number, and many economists predict that this quarter's number could also be healthy. With numbers like that, U.S. businesses normally should be thinking of hiring more workers. But Bruce Steinberg, chief economist at Merrill Lynch, says the rise in growth has occurred almost exclusively because productivity is increasing.
The reason that's happening is that corporate earnings were so hurt last year that companies are doing everything they can to restore profitability. Unfortunately, the flip side of that is that job growth remains quite anemic.
Steinberg says that with productivity rising, it's only a matter of time before businesses start to hire, but it won't happen for a while. Stock prices were down sharply after the unemployment numbers came out this morning, but recovered most of their losses by the end of the day. The market has been steadily falling lately, and this is the third straight week that the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost ground. The recent corporate accounting scandals have made investors skeptical about earnings reports, and the threat of war in the Middle East and Southern Asia hasn't helped either. The slow pace of job growth last month did little to make investors feel better today. Still, the report suggests there's no threat of higher inflation, and that means Federal Reserve policymakers will be able to keep interest rates at their current 40-year low. That could keep the economy primed for a recovery sometime before the end of the year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.